This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back into a Graybar Sports Open Line. Jen C's here filling in for Matt Pauly this week. Well, I was about to switch over to Blues hockey, and I'm going to do that. However, as I welcome our guest in, I actually think we have another sport in common. Luke Korak, who covers the St. Louis Blues and NHL for NHL.com and is the Blues site editor at the Hockey News. Lou, welcome in, and do tell about our soccer connection.
Is Tom Timmerman the tenacious reporter that you claim he is?
He's pretty tenacious. I mean, that hat is always bobbing around somewhere. I rely on it at soccer practices to know what's happening and on press conferences to know when it's about to begin.
This is what I hear, yeah. But I want to know, see, I'm a big Manchester City guy. Oh. Does he have maybe the intellect of a Pep Guardiola?
Oh, gosh. I feel like I can't talk about him if he's not here to defend himself. That is fantastic. So, yes, usually Tom and I run into each other quite a bit. I mean, he does a lot of other stuff, too. But my primary sport is City. We run into each other on the pitch or in a club or, you know, covering. And it's always, I think this is in any sport, right? It's always more fun when they win.
Yeah. You're actually catching me here. I'm going to be leaving shortly. I have an indoor soccer game myself tonight.
So are you playing?
I am playing. Yes, ma'am.
Look at you go. Actually just had a call in from my 7v7 women's soccer team that I haven't answered yet because I'm not sure if I want to do it. Anyway,
are we turning this into a soccer segment or what?
Yeah, sorry, St. Louis Blues, which would be really unfortunate because, boy, talk about a team peaking at the right time. Earlier this week, Lou, I had on John Kelly, TV voice of the Blues, and we just kind of talked about how his outlook 3 or 4 weeks ago was much different than it is now. And since he and I talked Tuesday night, the Blues have beaten the Predators 4-1, Canucks 4-3 in overtime. Boy, how are things looking now on that side?
Jen, I'll be honest with you. When they played, and I can't pinpoint the date down because I don't have their schedule in front of me here, but when they played out in Salt Lake City for the first time against Utah, that was like their eighth opportunity this year to put together a three-game winning streak. And they lost that game. And at that point, I had written a column and said, I am done. I can no longer put any faith and trust and defend this team. It's just not going to happen. And it's going to be a third straight season of not making the playoffs, which would match a franchise record.
Well, I think that was February 2nd. If I'm looking, if I'm catching it on the schedule right,
that
there's a lot of games.
That sounds right. Okay. That sounds about right. And at that point, I pretty much had just ridden them off. No, actually, you know what? I think the February 2nd game was the one that they won. It was the first time that they played out there. Mm. And I'm telling you, I just felt like that's it. You can put a fork in this group. They can't sustain any kind of a winning streak. They were the last team in the league this year, if you could imagine that. The team that they're playing tomorrow, Chicago Blackhawks, who are one of the worst teams in the league, had put together a three-game winning streak before they could. That just tells you a lot that there's just no consistency in this group. And the word consistency had always come up with these guys. We've got to find some consistency day in and day out. But boy, have they caught lightning in a bottle. I mean, I think the Four Nations break was a blessing in disguise for a lot of these guys, because I think health played into it. A lot of these guys have gotten healthy. They've been able to recharge the batteries, and something has just clicked. I wish I could tell you what it is. I wish I could tell you that it's been the way Jim Montgomery has been able to coach this group up. I wish I could tell you that it's the chemistry has finally come together. I think it's a little bit of everything. I can't pinpoint it to one thing, but if the playoffs started today, the St. Louis Blues are in. They've been able to do it. There's still a long way to go here, but the fact that we're even talking about this right now, that they're in the position that they're in, is pretty remarkable.
You know, I think it underscores the fact it really doesn't matter, it seems, to like the sport, whether it's soccer. We know, flipping back over to soccer, we know that City, you know, kind of limped its, you know, top of the Western Conference, and then they weren't performing well into postseason, and their postseason ended in one game. It seems like that's a common theme in just about any sport, that the way you come in, whether you're limping in, we know that some of our men's college basketball teams who kind of limped into the playoffs didn't last. But if you find that peak at the right time, and it's so funny that you say consistency, that's exactly what John Kelly talked about. And he talked about it in terms of not just consistency game to game, but he said at some point in time it was just bad period to period.
Yeah, it was. And it was just trying to find something positive to build on. I mean, this was a team that they would get a positive moment, and then all of a sudden it would flip and go the other way. Now, it's almost as if when mistakes happen, these guys just seem to brush it aside and go, okay, forget it. Like last night, that game last night, I'm telling you, it's one of the more exciting games I've covered in a long time. There were so many range of emotions there and emotions in the game, good and bad. I mean, when you give up a goal with, what, 3-4 seconds left and you think you have it in the bag, that could be just an absolute gut punch to anybody. But this group now, with the confidence that they're playing with, they just seem to brush it aside and say, okay, let's go. Now we got to go win the game in overtime. And that's kind of how they're going about things. And I asked some of the guys last night, could this have happened earlier in the season? And I think Dylan Holloway said it best, that maybe earlier in the season, we let that one get away. And that's kind of what was happening, but it's not happening right now. Not only are they, well, last night was one of the, you know, closest games they played, but not only are they beating teams in this streak, I mean, they're beating teams handily. I mean, these are games that they're running away with, and the confidence just continues to grow. But I think their challenge moving forward is, now they've been the hunter for so long. Now they're the hunted. Let's see how they handle it moving forward.
Wait, where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, and combine that then with two, if you're going up against the, you know, at the time, the worst team in the league, it is not a time where you start to have that mentality. Like, you have to literally go, and it's not just scoring, it's how many you can score, how quickly can you score, how lethal can you be on that last team. Otherwise, you end up playing down to that level, and you don't keep your resurgence going.
Yeah, well, I mean, Jim Montgomery said it best today, and he even said, I sound like a broken record, but we seem to be living in the moment. And I think that's the best attitude these guys can take, because they've got back-to-back games this weekend. They're not even thinking about Nashville, because you can't. I mean, I know you're playing them on Sunday, but you've got to focus on the Blackhawks. And you can't look back and say, oh, we've won 11 out of, you know, 11 2-2 run and 10 2-2 since the Four Nations break or whatever it is. They're not looking back on that and dwelling on it. I mean, it's a great accomplishment, the fact that they put themselves back into this, but they just seem to win or lose, they put that result aside and they move on to the next one. And I know it sounds, you hear it all the time, it sounds cliche, but that's how these guys are playing right now. They're focused on the Blackhawks tomorrow. It's a game they should win. It's a game they have to win. I mean, these 2 points mean just as much as beating Winnipeg or whoever some of the top teams are. They're no different. So they know they have a job to do now, and if they take care of their own business, it's going to put the pressure on those other teams, because a couple of the teams do have games in hand on them, but it's up to you what you do with them. But if you continue to win your games, you're applying that much pressure on them and forcing those other teams that are chasing you now to win their games as well.
It sounds like, you know, if you break it down, that it's really more of a mindset thing, a mental thing over the physical. Of course, the physical is important. You get tired, you got to play through, you got to have your skills. But at this point of the game for the Blues, this is a mindset game.
Yeah, and you know what? Part of that mindset also, these teams that they're playing, I don't want to say they're taxing their goalies because they know they have to win, but I think that's one thing the Blues have a luxury with here. They have two guys that they're very comfortable with, and I think that's where a lot of this mindset comes into play. Whether it's Jordan Binnington, whether it's Joel Hofer right now, I think Joel Hofer's played as good as anybody in the league since he got pulled from his start earlier this month in Dallas, and he's been absolutely fantastic for them. And I think he's going to – it hasn't been confirmed yet, but I believe he's going to get the start tomorrow, and Jordan Binnington's going to go on Sunday. You need this right now because you're in the middle of a stretch of 10 games in 17 days, which is absolutely taxing on these guys. But if you can have two goalies that are going, you can keep these guys fresh. And when you got a fresh goalie that you can put in there, it becomes such an advantage.
All right, Lou. Well, I appreciate your thoughts on the Blues. Go Blues. And also for you, go in your Vetta indoor soccer game. Take it to them tonight.
Thank you very much. All right. It was good to meet you.
So
maybe we'll catch up sometime.
That's
have a good
right.
One.
You too. Thank you so much. There's a hockey guy talking soccer, and I'm a soccer girl talking some hockey. Really appreciate time with Lou Korak. He covers the St. Louis Blues and NHL for NHL.com and is the St. Louis Blues site editor at The Hockey News. Like Lou talked about, for now, the Blues hold a playoff spot with 77 points, a 35-28-7 record, and 12 games left in the regular season. Next game tomorrow, Saturday the 22nd of March at 2 p.m., taking on the last place Blackhawks. More to come. We'll get back to Cardinal baseball with Lynn Worthy, sports columnist for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. He's up next on KMOX.